我们也从有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
每次我们到你面前来的时候，你叫我们的心里充满喜乐。
Every time when we come before you, cause us to have joy.
因为你叫我们认识你自己是我们的救主。
Because you let us see that you are our Savior.
你叫我们更感觉喜乐的就是你是乐意上人世恩的神。
And for us, we're more joyous because you are the God who's willing to give us grace.
不是在乎我们自己这方面，对你有多少的讨你喜悦的事。
And it's not because of us that how we can please you.
你定义要叫我们从不义进到义。
But you determined to cause us to from coming from unrighteous to become righteous.
你让我们进到义里面去的时候，你就不住的。用着你自己的生命来做我们的扶持。
And when you bring us into your righteousness, you use your life to sustain us.
主啊，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we'll bow our head and worship you.
晚上我们到你面前来，要读诗篇二十三篇。
And this evening, we come before you to study Psalm 23.
主，我们承认字句上我们很熟悉。
Lord, we confess that in the letters of the words, we are very familiar with them.
但是你在当中要向我们说的话，我们也许就跟不上。
But maybe we cannot follow on to what you mean to say to us.
但愿主你所赐的赐人智慧和启示的灵，把我们里面的光景提起来，摆在你自己的宝座前。
And may your spirit of wisdom and revelation would lift us up and place us before your throne.
你来照明我们。
And you will enlighten us.
你来开启我们。
And you will open up our understanding.
你来吸引我们。
And you will draw us.
要叫我们真知道我们是如何的蒙恩。
So we truly know how much grace we have received.
吸引我们的心更多的靠近你的自己。
And draw our hearts even closer to yourself.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank you, our Lord.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
晚上我们要开始来看二十三篇。
And this evening we'll begin to study Psalm 23.
二十三篇对我们来说是非常熟悉的一篇诗篇。
And Psalm 23 is a psalm that we are all very familiar with.
我们拿它来歌唱。
And we will sing this psalm.
我们拿它来背诵。
And we will recite this psalm.
我们把二十三篇放在我们心里头，恐怕是我们从才信主不久，你就开始。
And it's probably we have placed this psalm in our hearts even since when we're a new believer.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
如果我们能进到二十三篇里
，If we can truly enter into Psalm 23,
我们会发觉，在二十三篇里边所交通出来的。那是内容远超过我们以为我们自己所领会的，要不知道要多许多。
That we'll discover the content of Psalm 23 is much more than we know, than we know that we understand.
那从大卫的经历上面来看
，And from David's experience,
我们也看到这样的一个光景。
And we also see this condition.
我们从第一篇诗篇开始的时候
even beginning from Psalm 1,
我们看到那个时候大卫知道要好好的活在神的面前
that David already knows that he needs to live rightly before God
那要活好好的活在神的面前那人就要付代价
in order to live rightly before God man has to pay a price
这个话没有错
and this is not wrong
但是这个话并不代表我们在神面前承受恩典是因着我们在神面前付出了代价。
But doesn't mean that the reason we receive grace from God is that we have paid a price before God.
所以我们从第一篇一篇看上了。
So beginning from Psalm 1, one by one,
看到二十三篇的时候
until Psalm 23,
你很清楚地看到一个转变。
And you see very clearly that's a change.
因为从开始的时候大卫总是觉得我所以在神面前蒙恩是因为我行得对
Because from the beginning, David always thought that he was blessed by God because he was right before God.
慢慢的我们已经看到了。
But gradually we found out.
大卫不能停留在那个感觉里。
And David cannot stay in that emotion anymore.
所以我们说我们看到多几篇诗篇 就是你们顺着次序过来看的时候你看到那个变化。
So as we continue to read the Psalms one by one, we'll see the change.
他看到了，不是因为我行的义。
And he saw that it's not because of the righteousness.
而是因着神的怜悯，要在我身上来显明他是义。
But it's because of God's mercy in order to manifest that God is righteous.
那从这样的一个心思里头，一直往前来。
And from this mindset and continues on.
来到上个礼拜我们读到那几篇21到3到22的时候。
And when we came to what we read last week, Psalm 21 and 22.
我们很清楚发觉大卫的心思转变了。
And very clearly, we found that the heart of David has changed.
他不再是看自己。
He no longer looked at himself.
当然他不看自己还是还不是说绝对的完全脱离自己。
And even though we said that he did not look at himself anymore, it's not saying that it's absolutely he did not look at himself at all.
但是你很清楚看到神在他身上的作为明显的远超过他自己在神的面前所做的和所能做的。
So, but we clearly could see the work that God has done in him is far beyond who he was and what he could do.
因着他这个心思上的慢慢的靠到主的那一边。
And because his heart was gradually going toward the Lord.
你看到他里面的启示就高了很多。
Then you will find that his revelation from within has reached a higher point.
我们说从21篇开始到22篇。
So from Psalm 21 to Psalm 22.
其实严格说讲从20篇开始到22篇。
Strictly speaking, we should say that it's from Psalm 20.
你显然看见大卫整个的心思和意念从看他自己的所有而转回到神在人身上所定规的赐恩的那一个安排。
So very clearly we could see that David's heart and his mindset has changed from looking at what he has to what God was doing and what grace that God has given men.
特别是在二十二篇里头。
Especially in Psalm 22.
整个的来说是把神怜悯人到一个怎么样的地步。
And as a whole, it talks about the degree that God has mercy upon men.
怜悯到一个什么样的地步呢？
And what the degree does God has mercy upon men?
神交出他自己所伤爱的。
That God gave up the love of his heart.
那里说到我们的主成为基督或者成为弥赛亚来到地上所走过的经历。
It talks about our Lord becoming the Messiah or the Christ to come to the earth and walk on the path.
如果按照大卫的认识和体会来说，他没有资格，也不可能说出这样的事。
And based on what David understood, his understanding is not possible for him to think of these things. But God gave him the moving.
让他借助他日常的生活所经历到的许多的事情，引发神把那个启示放在他里面。
So through the things that he had encountered in his daily lives to bring out the revelation that has received.
这个启示不是一个很让人欢喜的启示。
But this revelation is not something that pleases men.
这个启示说什么呢？
What does that revelation talk about?
说一个敢拣选神的人却被神弃绝。
It talks about someone who chooses God but is forsaken by God.
怎么可能有这样的事呢？
And how could that be?
如果有这样的事，神还叫做怜悯人的神吗？
If this is the case, would God be someone who has mercy on men? And according to general rules,
神不会做这样的事。
That God would not do such a thing.
但是你读上来的时候
，But when you read on，
你明明就看见神做了这样的事。
It's very clearly you can see that God has done such a thing.
当时是启示。
At that time, it was a revelation.
等到了新约的时候，你就看见神的怀里的独生子亲自的来承担诗篇二十二篇所说到。
That you see the beloved son in God's bosom has become the one in Psalm 22, how he has received the revelation from God. But we thank the Lord.
大卫的心思在神的面前开始有一个大的转回到神的面前，而少看他自己所能做的。
That this time David's heart has a big turn around and to go toward God and look less upon himself what he can do.
因为在二十二篇的结束的时候是说到神的儿子走过那个十字架的经历，引出那个结果是从人这方面来说看到了神挽回人的安排。
And in the end of Psalm 22, we can see the Son of God walk through this path of the cross and his experience and the end.
从神那边来看的时候，你看这神为了挽回人，他付出了多少的代价。
And from God's side, you can see how great a price he paid in order to redeem man.
父所交出的。
And what the Father has given up.
子所交出的
and the son has given up.
都指向一个目的
They both point to this goal.
让人在神面前找到可行走的路
It's for men to find a way before God.
带进向神那个完全的敬拜
And to bring about the complete worship
to God. 如果我们从第一篇一直这样看下来
If we read from Psalm 1,
你看到大卫的心思转变
and you can see the change of David's heart.
从对神的无知，给带到对神有一点点的认识。
From the ignorance toward God to knowing God a little bit.
那么到了二十三篇
，So when we come to Psalm 23,
就很明显的说出了大卫心思里头的那个转变。到一个什么的地步
It clearly tells us the degree of the change of heart in David.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你特别留意诗篇二十三篇。
Please take note, especially Psalm 23.
你不就光留意那个文字。
Don't just look at the letters of the word.
你要注意那些文字所表达出来的是大卫有这个心思是在什么时候
But pay attention to the words to see when did David start to have this heart or mindset.
我想弟兄姊妹你都很清楚的知道
And I believe brothers and sisters we all know it very clearly.
二十三篇一开始
In the beginning of Psalm 23,
耶和华是我的牧者
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏
I shall not want.
弟兄姊妹们如果你从时间上面去领会这一句话
And brothers and sisters, if you understand it in terms of time,
你知道这句话所以能引出来，是因为那个当事人亲自经历了许许多多的各种各样的难处，而得出来的那一个认识和经历。
And you know that this is.After the person has experienced all kinds of hardships that he has gained this experience.
那你我刚才特别提到弟兄姊妹你注意那个时间的表达。
And I especially mentioned verses to take note of the expression of time.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是全能神。
The Lord or Jehovah is the Almighty God.
或者说耶和华是创造一切的起源。
Or Jehovah is the origin of all creation.
现在有个事情发生。
So now something happened.
耶和华跟我中间的关系 表达了那一个转变是非常不得了的。
And that the relationship between Jehovah and I that expresses the change, that is a very great change.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
对我来说。
For me.
我就没有缺欠。
Then I will not be in lack.
我们中文圣经是说到我必不致缺乏。
And for the Chinese translation is that I will not have any lacking.
弟兄姊妹们，从大卫所发表出来的这一个感觉。
This is this feeling expressed by David.
很清楚你看到，大卫是经历过许许多多的难处，也经历了许许多多的短缺，而这一些的难处和短缺，都在神的怜悯纪念的底下一一的带过去。
And we can tell that David has gone through much hardship and was in much lacking, and all these were covered by God, and God brought him through.
从这个长久的所经历出来的结果呢，就让他在宣告一个事实。
So after experiencing all these, and that led him to make this proclamation.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not want.
因为耶和华从前神是我的牧者。
The Lord was my shepherd before.
现在呢，他更是我的牧者。
And he is even more shepherd to me now.
那因此我就得了一个结论。
So that's why I have this conclusion.
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not want.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
But this is take note.
我必不致缺乏是指着什么时间
？I shall not want. What is it pointing to in terms of time?
不是指着过去了的事情。
We're not talking about in the past.
是指着现在。和前面要来的事情。
He's talking about present and the time to come.
这一个经历是非常不容易得着的。
And this experience is not easy to gain.
如果大卫少经历一点难处，他没有办法能说出这句话。
If David had suffered less, he would not be able to speak such words.
并且他经历了这许许多多的难处，都是。严格的说起来，我们读撒母耳记上就很清楚的看到，他所经历的呢，常常是求生存而少有机会。
And from 1 Samuel, we could tell the hardship that David gone through, oftentimes was to survive.
但是神一次一次的把他带过来。
But God, time and time again, brought him through.
他里面就领会的一件事。
And so he understood it from within.
神和我的关系。
The relationship between God and I.
是一切到这样一个地步。
It is so close to this point.
神承担起我的责任。
That God took up my responsibility.
我所碰到的一切事情，他都给我当挑起来。
That all that I have come across, he took up, he took them up for me.
你留意了，我必不致缺乏，这一个不是说眼前的事。
And verses take note, it says, I shall not want. This is not talking about something that is present. It's talking about for a long time.
长远到一个什么地步呢?
And how long does it cover?
那如果弟兄姊妹，你从文法上面，你就可以知道，我必不致缺乏，虽然是说到好像现在的事，但是那个结果是延长到永远。
So from the tense in the sentence, I shall not want, it seems like it's talking about present, but actually it goes beyond the present time and it continues.
神不但是在我过去的时候做我一切的供应和扶持。
Not only was God my sustainment that he provided everything for me in the past.
摆在我前面的，不管那个日子有多长久，他都是我的辅助。
But what lays ahead, no matter how long the days would be, he will continue to be my support.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一开始，大卫就说出了他和神中间那个关系的转变。
In the very beginning, David has told us the change in the relationship between God and him.
过去是我做得好，神扶持我。
In the past, it was because I've done well, that's why God sustained me.
现在他就领会一件事情了，不是因为我做得好，也不是我这个人配。我来到神的面前的时候，按照本相来说，我什么都不是。
And now he realizes not because he has done something good or he's worthy, because according to himself, there's nothing good in him that can come before God.
但是神却看中了我。
But God has
chosen me. 把他的心放在我的身上。
That he has placed his heart on me.
他成了我的扶持。
He has sustained me.
他担起我的重担。
He has carried my burden on him.
这个在诗篇二十三篇一开始的时候就摆出了。一个那么尊贵荣耀蒙了怜悯的事实在哪里
So in the very beginning of Psalm 23 we see this fact laid out there's such a grace that is so honorable so glorious So if we continue to read on
他就在那里数说一些他在神面前所经历过来的事
And he started to count on those started to count the experiences he had before God
也继续在神的面前享用的各种各样的扶持
And all the support that he continued to receive from God
那你说一上去你就看到一件事他说他使我躺卧在青草地上领我在可安歇的水边
So when you read on you see he makes me lie down in green pastures he leads me beside quiet waters
弟兄姊妹们是前面仅有的一次可能发生的事还是在前面整个的时间尽着我活着的时间甚至在我活着的时间完毕了以后的时间神都这样担起我的责任
And brothers and sisters, is this something that only happened one time or is it something that happens throughout the days of David's life and continue on after he passed
弟兄姊妹如果我们不注意那个时间的发表我们不会体会到我们跟神中间的关系所起的变化是多大
So brothers, if we don't pay attention to the expression of time we would not be able to look at the change the great change in the relationship between God and us
他使我躺卧在青草地上
He makes me lie down in green pastures
那这个他使我是怎么使我法
How does he make me?
是昨天使我躺在青草的地上还是前天 躺在青草的地上
Did he make me lie down in green pastures yesterday or the day before yesterday?
还是说从过去开始一直到现在继续往前去他都使我躺卧在青草地上
Or is it from the past until now and going forward in the future He continues to make me lie down in green pastures
弟兄姊妹我们感谢主
Brothers, we thank the Lord
这里我们不从时间上看就是从文字的表达上面来留意的话你都看到这样的一个结果
And even if we don't look at the time but look at the expression of words we will see the same result
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
我能躺卧在青草地上。
I can lie down in green pastures.
不是因为我会找青草地。
It's not because I'm able to find the green pastures.
而是他替我找到青草地，就把我带到那个地方，让我在那里安歇下来。
But it was him who found the green pastures and let me there and let me lie down.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Versus take note.
那明显大卫这一个体会是他自己在牧羊的时候所体会出来的。
And very obviously, this is an understanding that David came about when he was tending the flocks.
羊群是跟着牧羊的人走。
The flock follows the shepherd.
他们自己要找青草地呢，当然是可以，但是不会那么找到最丰富的。
And of course, the flock may be able to find green pastures, but they may not be find a pasture that's abundant.
但是牧羊的人领他们到那里，他们就跟着到那里。
But when the shepherd leads them there, they will follow.
不单是生活上是这样。
And it's not just in daily life.
在整个的日子在神面前都是这样。
But all the days before the Lord is the same.
他躺卧在青草地上。
He lies down in green pastures.
又在可安歇的水边。
And also goes beside quiet waters.
弟兄姊妹们，一个是粮食，一个是水分。
And brothers and sisters, one is the food and one is water.
如果你要留意的话，这两个是有生命的必须要依靠的供应。
And if you pay attention, these are the two things that is absolutely necessary for all the living things.
没有粮食，你是长大不了。
Without food, you cannot grow.
连活着都成问题。
And it will be even a problem for you to live.
没有水分，就是更快的来完结了你所有的那个残弱的生命。
And without water, it will be even quicker for you to end your life to end.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
到可安歇的水边和躺卧的青草，是谁把你安置在哪？
Going beside quiet waters and lying down in the green pastures, who made the arrangement for you? David was very clear about this. It's him.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
领我到可安歇的水边。
He leads me beside quiet waters.
是他做了我的引导。
It was him who became my guide.
是他负起了我的责任。
So he took up my responsibility.
他做了我一切的安排。
He has made all arrangements for me.
要叫我得着一份恩典，那份恩典是完全的安息。
So that I can receive this grace, which is complete rest.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
光是这几样
and even just these few things,
已经足够我要更多的靠近耶和华
It's enough for me to draw even closer to the Lord.
但是诗篇往前去的时候
But as the psalm goes on,
很清楚给我们看到
And very clearly let it be.
这是日常生活里头的平静了、安稳了、丰足了小事。
And these are just small matters, the peace and abundance and fulfillment in our daily lives.
不是什么大事。
And these are not what great matters.
我们人以为这些都是大事。
But men consider them as great things.
你说，如果没有这些，我们怎么活下去？
And you might say, without these things, how can we live?
如果没有这些，我的孩子们怎么能长大？
Without these things, how can my children grow?
如果缺少的意思，
If we lack any of these,
我们全家人有什么前途？
What future does my family have?
这是我们经常会碰到的那个心思上的一些难处。
And these are some difficulties in our heart that we encounter.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当大卫引领大当神引领大卫走过了许多的路程的时候
When God leads David walk through lots of journey
他领会一件事
That he understands this
整个人中间生活的内容也好道路也好寻找的那一个前摆在前面的祝福也好那个根源不在我自己
And he realized that all the things in lives and all the path that he has to walk on, all the abundance, it has nothing to do with him.
那个根源乃是在乎神。
But the source, the origin is based on God.
神既然当起我的责任来。
And God has taken up my responsibility.
我就不为这些事情来担忧。
Then I don't have to worry about these things.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然这个话说起来的时候好像是天方乱坠 乱坠一样
And even though these things sound wonderful
说到人头点头点脑但是实际是不是这样
And people will all nod and agree But in reality is it the case
对别人来说也许是不是
For others it may not be the case
但是对大卫来说他肯定的是说是
But for David he was very sure it would be yes to him
好两三年学房接受新同学的时候我都有份在那里看他们申请的要填的表格
And when Calvin Christ accept new students I would take part in reading their application
其中我们最注意的就是他怎么认识主他怎么得救
What we pay the most attention to is that how they know God, how they accept the Lord.
前几年，我们常常碰看到许多的申请来学房的弟兄姊妹们，他们都是出生在农村或者在一些偏远的地方。
And a few years ago, we see a lot of brothers and sisters applying for Academy of Christ. They were living in the farming area or in some remote areas.
啊，他们怎么信的主来呢？
And how did they come about to know Christ?
在那个地方，福音是好像不容易传道。
And in those areas, the gospel was not easily spread.
福音能传到那里，他们的头脑也不肯接受福音。
And even the gospel was able to be spread in those areas. It was not easy for them to accept the Lord.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
好多好多个这样的基督徒。
And many of these Christians.
他们申请到学房来学习主的心意。
And they apply for Academy of Christ to learn about God's will.
他们说到他们得救的事情的时候。
When they talk about their salvation.
都是好像在人生的路程上他们走到尽头。
It seems that most of them have gone to the end of their life.
有些是父母很年轻的时候就去世了。
Some of them, their parents passed away when they were very young.
有些是因着儿女的那个光景，把他们带到一个好绝望的那样的地步。
And some of them was because of the conditions of the children that caused them to be in great despair.
也许是疾病。
And maybe it's illness.
并且那些疾病都是去看了医生又看，从小医生看了大医生，都没好。
And those illness would go through many many doctors that can then still cannot be healed.
结果呢，就碰到一些他的亲戚，或者说他偶然遇到的一个朋友，就在那样的一个光景里头，那个朋友或者那个亲戚向他们传福音。
And then they would come across some relatives or some friends by chance, and then the gospel would be spread by these relatives or friends.
叫他们信主。
And then cause them to believe in the Lord.
他们起初也是没有兴趣。
In the beginning, they did not have an interest.
因为他们没有接触到有人传福音给他们的时候，他为了各种各样的难处，什么庙宇都走遍了。
Because before the gospel spread to them, they had gone through all kinds of temples.
人家说什么怎么哪个菩萨灵，哪个偶像，有本事。但他们都试过了，一点作用都没有。
And they have tried to go to different idols, even gods, because people said they work, but then they try everything and nothing worked.
从人来看，他们已经走到绝望的地步。
In man's eyes, they have gone to the end.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当福音传给他们，而他们又不扯试试看，是不是有可能解决他们的难处的时候。
And when the gospel was spread to them, and they had this mentality of just giving it a try to see if it worked,
主给他们意见了。
That the Lord was encountered by them.
他们就从不认识主到喜欢认识主。
So from not knowing the Lord to wanting to know the Lord.
从喜欢认识主，一直到要受带领、受感动。要起来服侍主。
And from wanting to know the Lord to a point that they are moved and they want to rise up and serve the Lord.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神和每一个愿意寻求他的人，神都不会叫他们失望。
And God would not cause anyone who has a heart to seek after him to be disappointed.
但是问题在哪里呢？
But where is the issue?
神的预备已经是那样丰富的存留在哪里？
That God already has His abundant preparation.
神是说，相信的人你就得着。
And God said that whoever believes will get it.
那就是牵连到人的信心的问题。
So it has to do with the faith of a man.
许多人听到福音，他们觉得没意思。
Many people after hearing the gospel, they find it meaningless.
但是如果你受吸引去接触一下福音，你就遇到活的神。
But if you are drawn and you receive the gospel, you will encounter this living God.
当你遇到活的神的时候，你就有新的经历。
And when you encounter this living God, then you will have a new experience.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你留意大卫二十三篇的诗篇发表出来的背后，是有那么许许多多属灵的因素在那里。
And take note, there is so much spiritual elements behind the Psalm, behind Psalm 23.
但是这些因素你注意到他的话说到这里的时候，只都是限于那个物质生活这一方面。
But until,
的难处。
Up until now, these things are surrounding the difficulties in daily lives.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
大卫在神面前不停留在这里。
David did not stop here.
他在神的引导的时候，灵是继续的往前行。
And under God's guidance, he continued to walk on.
我们感谢神，弟兄姊妹，你注意到那些事情怎么从物质转到属灵的时机。
And we thank God, let's take note of how these things changed from being material to spiritual.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，又是神做记号。
He restores my soul. It was initiated by God.
叫我这个魂给打开了。
That my soul is opened up.
叫我看到了神和我的关系是怎么样了。
That I can see what kind of relationship I have with God.
留意到神定规又在我这个人的身上，他要给我尝到什么的恩典，和要领我到一个什么尊贵的地位来与神联合起来。
And that God caused me to see what kind of grace He has determined to give us, and to, in order to bring me to this very noble position that I'll be one with Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚读过以西但以理书不久。
And brothers, not long ago we read the book of Daniel.
我们应该还记得但以理，知道七十年我们就要回国了。
And we still remember Daniel knew that it would be only 70 years that before he went back to his country.
那他就开始在神面前天天朝着耶路撒冷来祷告。
So he prayed before God every day facing Jerusalem.
祷告什么呢？
What did he pray about?
我们读过的时候应该对我们还有点印象。
And brothers, you should still have some impression.
头一件就是蒙光照。
The first thing is to be enlightened.
当你蒙光照的时候，
Once you're enlightened,
他立刻就了解我们被掳到巴比伦不是因着别的原因，乃是因为我们在神的面前完全糟蹋了神的怜悯。
And he realized that the reason they were brought to Jerusalem is brought to Babylon was no other than them despising God's grace and His mercy.
那么结果你就看到一件事。
So as a result, you see one thing.
什么事呢？
And what is this?
大卫在神面前说。
David said before God.
不是大卫。但以理就在神面前说。
Daniel said before God.
你怜悯我们，我们承受了各样的祝福，不是我们这些人有意义。
The God has given us such blessings and we have received such mercy before God is not because we are righteous.
我们都是没有意义的。
Because we all do not have righteousness.
但是你怜悯我们。
But it's God's mercy upon us.
我们都不配得着恩典的。
We do not deserve grace.
但是你乐意赏赐给我们。
But God, you're so willing to give us grace.
所以我们在你面前就承受了各种各样的祝福。
So we have received all kinds of blessings and grace before you.
但是我们愚昧。
But we are foolish.
不知道是你手中的工作。
That we do not know this is a work in your hands.
我们把应该向着你的心转移到你以外的人事物去。
We have turned our heart away from you and turned it to all kinds of people, matters, and things.
结果我们就流放给流放到外邦。
So as a result, we are taken captive to the Gentile nation.
那上帝还按照你的应许 来要把我们带回去。
But you still bring us back according to your promise.
但以理很清楚地在那里说，这一些恩典完全是我们不配得的。
And very clearly, Daniel said that this grace is not deserved. We don't deserve this grace at all.
是你白白的赏给我们。
And it is God you give this to us so freely.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这可以联系到我们信主的经历。
And brothers, we can connect this to our experience
of believing in the Lord. 不管是我们是出于基督徒的家庭，或者是不是出于基督徒的家庭。
Whether we come from a Christian family or not.
反正我们有机会碰到神拯救人的那一份恩典。
But regardless, we have encountered the grace of God saving men.
我是出生于基督徒的家庭。
And I was born in a Christian family.
很小就知道要寻求神，敬畏神。
And when from a very early age, I realized that man has to seek after God and to fear God.
但是慢慢长大的时候，
but as I was growing up,
特别是到了少年人青年人的时候，
especially when I came to become an adolescent or a teenager,
里面就没有意识要神。
I did not have a desire to want God.
因为外面太多叫我欢喜的事。
Because there's so many things that please me from outside.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神的怜悯临到的时候，
when God's mercy came upon me,
他救我脱离一切的愚昧和无知。
He saved me from all kinds of foolishness and ignorance.
我想我们弟兄姊妹们每一个人信主的经历都不一样。
And I believe each one of us has a different experience in believing in the Lord.
也许你是从来没有机会会碰到神的福音的，但是神让你在一个你想不到的那种光景底下来遇见主。
And maybe you never had a chance to come across God's salvation, but God let you come across the situation. And we thank God.
你看大卫在当时的时候根本没有传福音的这件事。
And you know, at David's time, there's no such a thing of preaching the gospel.
因为他们还在旧约里。
Because they living in the Old Testament.
他们有的只是犹太教里边的那个律法的各种各样的问题。
And they only have all kinds of things that belongs to the law.
没有晓得神在人身上那个恩典的安排。
And they did not understand the arrangement of grace upon men.
但是在他大半生。大半生的时间所走过的路程，
But during Moses' life, the path he had trodden,
那就是诗篇二十三篇，这一篇就诗篇交通出来的那段时间，
which is the time upon which Psalm 23 was fellowshipped upon.
他里面很清楚一件事情，
And within him, he was very clear about this.
我能在神的面前这样来寻求神，这样的渴慕神，
That I could seek after God and have such a desire for God.
是他对我的怜悯。
It's because of His mercy upon me.
是他使我的灵魂苏醒。
It is Him who restores my soul.
他叫我的灵里面感觉到对神应该是更多的爱慕和亲近。
And He let me feel from within that I should draw even closer to God.
一切叫我们与神有分隔的事情。我们都应当拒绝。
That we should reject all things that would cause a separation between God and us.
感谢主。
We thank God.
你怎么能从一个不爱主转到成为一个尊重主的人呢？
How can you turn from someone who does not love God to someone who honors God?
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He restores my soul.
神做的事。
It is a work of God.
神让我们的眼睛从地上的物质转到主自己的丰满的恩惠里。
And God caused our eyes to depart from the material things of on earth to God Himself.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们的天然上面来说，
Brothers, this is in our nature.
我们没有一个人不爱世界。
And there's no one of us who doesn't like the world.
因为爱世界很能满足我们自己。
Because loving the world can satisfy ourselves.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当神把我们召聚到他面前去的时候，
When God gathers us before him,
他明明地对我们说，
Very clearly he says to us,
不要爱世界，
Do not love the world,
和世界上的事，
Or the things in the world.
人若爱世界，
If someone loves the world,
神的爱就不在他里面，
The love of God is not in him.
或者有人翻成是爱神的心就不在他里面。
Someone translates the love of God is not in his heart.
不管那个事情是怎么样。
But no matter how.
如果不是神在我们身上先做了工。
If it's not for God to first work in us.
我们没有办法从迷糊的里边转回到以神为大的那一个寻找。
And we will not be able to turn from not knowing God or confusion to honoring God as supreme.
当然我说到这一切的时候并不是在那里说大卫在属灵的追求上已经爬到顶峰。
And of course, when I say all these things, it's not referring to David at that time has already climbed the spiritual climb.
如果按照他实际的光景他那个时候不单是没有到顶峰并且还是在山脚。
And according to his condition at that time, not only is he not at the climax, but actually is only at the foot of the mountain.
离开神很远。
And before, he was far away from God.
虽然知道享用神的恩典。
Even though he knew to enjoy God's grace.
但是跟神中间没有那一份亲密。
But he did not have a closeness with God.
但现在呢？
But now,
他看到了。
He saw it.
他明领会了。
And he understood.
神是最可最亲密的。
And God is the closest one to him.
但是这个可能是仅仅是一个认识而已。
But it could very well just be an understanding.
还没有到一个很实际的那种光景，领会到我跟神中间是不能分离。
But it may not have come to a very practical point that he realized he could not be separated from God.
但是感谢神啊。
But we thank God.
我们能爬到高处。
That we are able to reach a high point.
你不能只看见高处。
You cannot just focus on a high point.
你必须看到起点。
You have to look at the beginning.
如果你没有那个起点。
Without the starting point.
你没有办法能上到高处。
That you would not be able to reach the high point.
但现在问题就在这里。
But now, that's an issue.
你怎么能有一个起点？
How can you have a starting point?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是主自己在我们身上的工作。
This is the work upon us by the Lord.
他要叫我们从不爱神到爱神，从会爱神又再进步到尊重神、敬畏神。
That God causes us to turn from not loving Him to loving Him, and from loving Him to honor Him and to fear Him.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们留意到这些话的时候
，versus when we see these words，
我们很容易就想起彼得在主复活以后，在加利利海边遇见主，主给他的问题。
And very easily we are reminded of the questions that the Lord asked Peter at the Sea of Galilee after he resurrected.
主问彼得说
，And the Lord asked Peter.
西门的儿子彼得啊，你爱我比这些更多吗？
And the Lord said that Peter, son of Simon, do you love me more than these?
这个问题把彼得问的好难回答。
And this is a very hard question for Peter.
你说我爱主。
If I say I love the Lord.
但我是三次不认主。
But I've denied him three times.
连主的名我都不承认。
I would even deny the Lord's name.
但是你说我不爱主。
But if you say that I don't love the Lord.
但是我心里实在是挂着主。
But in my heart, I do want the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在属灵的成长上头一个很关键的时刻。
And verses, these are very critical moments in our spiritual growth.
你能升得过来的时候，你跟主那个关系就往上升。
If you can overcome this, then your relationship with God will go upward.
如果你过不了这个关的时候，你就没办法在神的面前有成长。
But if you can't pass this stage, then you will not be able to grow before the Lord.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
大卫在这里经历一件事。
David is experiencing something here.
我们能在神面前的蒙恩，起源不是我们自己。
That we're able to receive grace from God, the origin is not in us.
那个起源是在神的怜悯。
The origin is in God's mercy.
所以你留意到他在这里说那一句话，他当时能领会多少我不知道，但起码他在启示里面，他接触到那一个准确的事情。
But in, not sure at that time how much he could understand, but in his revelation, he has touched upon this thing.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He
was, 你有什么注意？
He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Verses, pay attention.
他为自己的名引导我走义路。
For his name's sake, he guides me in the paths of righteousness.
他不单是要叫你能进到义的那一个实际的光景里。
Not only is he causing us to enter into the reality of righteousness.
他还要叫你的那个实际的光景是连接到神那永远的旨意里。
He also wants us to relate it, to connect us to the eternal will of God.
那神永远的旨意是什么呢？
So what is the eternal will of God?
那是叫万有都归到神那里去，尊神为大。
Which is to have for all to return to God and to honor God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们回顾我们自己在神面前跟随主的经过。
If we reflect back on our paths following the Lord,
我们都是这样走过来。
This is how we experience it.
从不爱主到爱主。
From not loving the Lord to loving the Lord.
从爱主乐而给带到毫无保留的尊主为大。
And from loving the Lord to be brought to a point that to honor God as supreme without reservation. We thank God.
大卫很深的体会得到，他整个在神面前蒙恩的经历是神自己在那里做的。
And David deeply understands that his experience of receiving grace was all done by God.
他叫我们成为义人。
He caused us to be righteous.
不是因为我们真的懂得义。
It's not because we truly know righteousness.
乃是为他自己的名要叫我们成为义。
But it's for his name's sake that he caused us to become righteous.
他在我们身上能叫我们从一个罪人成了神的儿子。
He causes us to be from being sinners to sons of God.
他叫我们从一个等候定罪的人，而转变成一个承受神做我们产业的人。
And turning us from someone waiting for condemnation to someone waiting to receive the inheritance from God.
仍然是那句话。
It's still these words.
不是因为我们配。
It's not because we're worthy.
乃是他的定义是这样。
But it's because of his will.
他为自己的名引导我走义路。
For his name's sake, he guides me in the paths of righteousness.
感谢神。
We thank God.
就因着他跟我们的关系是被带到这样一个紧密的地步。
It's because of the relationship between him and us is so close.
所以到底下大卫又在说话了。
So what follows is David continues to speak.
又是说到前面还没有出现的事情去了。
And he's referring to the things that has not happened that in the future.
但是弟兄们你知道。
But Francis says we know.
他能在那一个时候说出他心里头的那个渴慕，乃是因着他在过去的日子的里头不住的享用神恩典的结果。
And the reason that he could speak of his heart desire at that time is because of the past that he has experienced God's abundance.
他怎么说？
What did he say?
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death.
那你一看，你看到他说这句话，你就知道了，他是看到前面会发生的事情，来发表他这个感觉的。
When you read these words, you realize he's speaking about what is about to happen in the future.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death.
你可以想象得到。
And you can imagine.
他所遇到的事情就如同你进入一个死荫的幽谷。
The things he encounters is like the things that he would encounter in the valley of the shadow of death.
你张开眼睛一看,
when you open your eyes to look around,
这里是死亡,
here is death.
那里是死亡,
and there is death.
往前面看是死亡,
and even ahead of it, you is death.
转过头来看后面, 一样是死亡。
When you turn around and look behind you, it's all death.
好像走到一个真的是死荫的幽谷。
It truly seems that he has walked through the valley of shadow of death.
弟兄姊妹，你看大卫的历史。
For instance, if you look at David's history.
他给大扫罗追赶的时候是这样。
This is the same case when he was pursued by Saul.
他甚至跑到非利士人那里去躲避扫罗。
And even when he ran to the Philistines to escape from Saul.
怎么躲避得了呢？
How could he escape?
他弟兄姊妹一定记得他这件事。
And verses you for sure remember this.
他就在非利士人那面前装疯。
That he pretended to be insane before the Philistines.
啊，人家就说这个是大卫，是那个以色列的那个要做王的人。
And those pointing to him and say, oh, this is David, the one who was about to be king in Israel.
结果他在那里装疯。
And as he was pretending to be insane.
人家就说。
And people would say.
这样的人怎么去做王？
How could such a person be king?
就让他过去了。
So they let him be.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你留意一下。
Take note of it.
大卫装疯的事情，在现代人当中也是常常你会看到的。
That the matter of David pretending to be insane, we can see this among the people in our days.
你相信他吗？
Do you believe him?
我可不很容易你就看到这个人是作假的。
Very easily you find out this person is pretending.
常常你会看到不说的其实。不过弟兄姊妹你都会有经历碰到这样的事。
But brothers and sisters, you would have experience about this.
但是你不会相信他。
But you would not believe such a person.
你说非利士人也不是傻瓜。
And you say the Philistines, they are not dumb.
大卫在那里装疯。
Then David's pretending to be insane.
能骗得过他们？
Can he deceive them?
结果大卫也就是这样就脱离那个危险。
But it is because of this that David was able to escape from danger.
他真的是行到死荫的幽谷。
So he truly has walked through the valley of death.
但是他有一个感觉，他不怕遭害。
But he has this feeling that he fears no evil.
虽然那一件事情。是不是神的喜悦是另外一件事。
Even though this is another matter, whether that incident pleased the Lord.
但是他站在自己的立场上面来看，我那个难处停止了。
But standing from his own point of view, that his difficulty has passed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是大卫里面有感觉。
But that's a feeling within David.
不是我能骗到他们那些人。
It's not because I was able to deceive those people.
我要骗人。再厉害的骗术都没有发生果效的。
And even if I want to deceive them, no matter how much I pretend, that would not bring about results.
我能从死亡死荫的幽谷出来，乃是神与我同在的结果。
The reason that I can come out from the valley of the shadow of death is because of the God's presence was with me.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为大卫在这件事情上，他实在有看见的。
Because David could truly see.
他经过死荫的幽谷。
He experienced the valley of shadow of death.
他能发觉一件事。
Then he discovered this.
我怎么会来到死荫的幽谷呢？
How do I come about to this valley of the shadow of death?
他有感觉。
He had his feelings.
说接到圣上去，他就说：“你的杖，你的竿。”都安慰我。
That's why he continues to say that your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
杖和竿都可以说是牧羊人去引领他的羊群行走的一些规则。
And the rod and the staff, we can say this is what the shepherd used to guide the flock.
你路走对了。
When your path is right.
杖和竿没有干涉你的动作。
Then the rod and the staff, they will not intervene.
你如果走不对了。
But if you're not walking on the right path. 牧人的
竿和杖就在那里要对你管理一下。
The shepherd's rod and his staff will discipline you.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
大卫就能知道一件事。
And David realizes this.
神与我同在，不是他 一定能同情我的处境。
And God is present with me doesn't mean He agrees with my situation.
他是要借着那样的处境，要叫我认识我怎么好好的要活在神的面前。
It is through those circumstances He caused me to see how I should live before God.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那么，因此当我们体会到大卫借着他所生活过的光景而发表了这个二十三篇的感觉。
And as we see, David, after he's gone through experiences and have this expression of Psalm 23,
空口说白话。
He was not just speaking empty words.
他也不是在那里闭着眼睛去说话。
And he was not just speaking with his eyes closed.
他所说过的话都是他自己经历过来的。
All the words that he has spoken, all the experiences he has experienced.
对的，在神面前蒙纪念。
That you know, to be remembered by God.
不对的神，他在神面前受管教。
What is right is remembered by God. What's wrong, he will be disciplined by God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当他这样的在神面前走过来
，as he walked his path before the Lord.
就带出了一个结果。
And it brings forth this result.
这个结果太动人了。
And this result is truly moving.
什么事呢?
What is this?
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
弟兄姊妹们，你看这个话是不是有点很矛盾?
And brothers, would you say these words are contradictory?
在我敌人面前你应该帮助我怎么去胜过敌人。
In the presence of my enemies, you should have helped me in terms of how to overcome my enemies.
怎么还在敌人的面前，你为我摆设筵席？如果我在战场上战死了呢？那个筵席谁来吃啊？
Why would you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies? If I die in the battlefield, who's going to eat the food on the table?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他因为可以行过死荫的幽谷，他就知道在敌人的面前，敌人不能累他喝。
And because he's able to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he knows that the enemies cannot overcome him.
但是说说出一件事情。
But it tells us one thing.
神为我摆设筵席。
God prepares this table.
不在那个筵食丰富和是简陋。
It does not matter whether the table is abundant or
is very few things. 而是那个筵席设在什么地方。
But it's where the table is set.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
It is in the presence of my enemies, you prepare a table before me.
那就说出了，无论对付我的人和是我所遇到的难处是什么一回事。
It tells us whether it's the hardship that encounters or the enemies that encounter.
为什么我不在意?
It doesn't matter to me. Why is it doesn't matter to me?
因为神你与我同在。
Because God, you are with me.
你不仅是与我同在。
Not only are you with me.
你还为我摆设筵席。
And even more, you prepare a table for me.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个是得胜里的最得胜。
And this is the utmost of overcoming among
overcoming. 你战胜了。你把筵席庆功，这个说得过去。
If you win and you prepare a feast to celebrate, that's reasonable.
在敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，这个很非常不合理。
But in the presence of my enemies, you prepare a table for me. That's not very reasonable.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
大卫经历到神给我们的一件很宝贝的事。
David has experienced something that is very precious.
因为在二十二章里头，我们很清楚地看到他怎么走过十字架的路程。
Because in Psalm 22, we could see very clearly how he walked through this path of the cross.
他启示里头认识到主怎么走过这个十字架的路程。
And what I meant was in his revelation, he realized how the Lord has walked through this path of the cross.
十字架的路程。不单是让主那救主的工作做完成。
And the way of the cross not only caused the Lord to be able to finish his work of redemption.
神做成这样那个救赎这个工作。
That God has finished his work of redemption.
乃是说他败坏了撒旦的权势。
Which is to say he has overcome the dominion of Satan.
他对掌死权的魔鬼显出他那极大的能力。
That he has manifested his mighty power toward a devil who holds the power of death.
因为死亡不能捆绑他。
Because death cannot bind him.
三天在坟墓里，他就出来了。
After 3 days in the grave, he came out.
他的出来呢，就说出他得胜了。
His coming out signifies his overcoming.
但是宝贝的是什么呢？
But what is precious?
这个得胜不仅是主自己个人的得胜。
Is that this overcoming, this victory is not just for the Lord.
这一个得胜也在跟随主的人的身上显出同样的果效。
And this victory manifests the same power result on those who believe in the Lord.
许多时候我们碰到属灵上的一些挣扎和难处的时候。
And sometimes when we encounter spiritual struggles or problems,
我们仰望主。
And we look to the Lord.
主把我们带过来。
And the Lord will bring us through.
那你不要说。
But you shouldn't say.
哎呀，我属灵的学习还不错了。
And that I'm pretty good in my spiritual learning.
那我这难处我都跨过来。
And that I'm able to overcome even such difficulty.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要这样想。
And brothers and sisters, do not think this way.
如果你这样想的话，上一个缠出来的时候，你一定倒下去。
If you think this way, next time when you come across a problem, you will for sure fall.
你说为什么？
And you may ask why.
为什么我现在我能得胜，明天我就要失败？
Why is that I can overcome today and I would fail tomorrow?
因为你站错了地位。
Because you are standing in the wrong
position. 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们能得胜。
The reason we can overcome
是因着基督的得胜所带给我们的那一个大的祝福。
It's because of the victory of Christ that brings about this great blessing upon us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你读罗马书的时候
，So brothers, when you read the book of Romans,
还有别的地方
，and also other books.
罗马书那是很清楚的
，but it's very clear in the book of Romans.
我们是夸胜
，that we can boast our victory.
基督是得胜。
And Christ is overcoming.
基督是他自己所经历的胜过黑暗的权势。
It is Christ's own experience that he overcome the dominion of
darkness. 我们能胜过那个黑暗权势的骚扰，乃是因着基督的得胜。我们是支取基督的得胜而跨过撒旦所加给我们的各样的骚扰。
We can overcome the disturbances from the domain of darkness is because of Christ's victory that we are appropriating Christ's victory.
这个在诗篇二十三篇里头乃是说出你在敌人的面前你为我摆设筵席。
And in Psalm 23 it says you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么当大卫在灵里面经历的许许多多神做他的扶持，神做他的得胜，神做他的盾牌，神做他的供应的各种各样的恩惠。
When David experiences the spiritual victory as Christ or God becomes his shield and his power, his victory.
为着过去的他感谢神。
For what's in the past, he thanked the Lord.
为着现在的和前面的他仰望神。
And for the present and what which is about to come, he looked to the Lord.
所以引出一件事情来。
So it brings about this matter.
什么事呢？
And what is this?
他说你用油膏了我的头
He said,
使我的福杯满日
You have anointed my head with oil my cup overflows
神选召了我
God has chosen me
神用油膏了我的头
He has anointed my head with oil
那如果用新约的话来讲
Using the words in the New Testament
神拣选了我们到他面前然后用圣灵来充满我们
God has chosen us to come before him and to fill us with his Holy Spirit
这样的一个事情就引出一个结果神各样的祝福时时刻刻陪伴着我们
And it tells us that God's blessings, all kinds of blessings, they are with us every time, every minute of the day.
所以他就说出了 神既然是这样恩待我。
And that's why he says that since God has such grace upon us.
叫我的福杯满日。
And he caused my cup to overflow.
叫我一生一世都有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life.
这是他的经历。
This is his experience.
也是他的指望。
And it's also his hope.
更是他该学习的属灵的功课。
And even more is the spiritual lessons he needs to learn.
然后就带出一件事情。
And then it brings forth one matter.
这件事情在旧约的时候来说，大卫是做得很对。
And in the Old Testament time, David was very correct in terms of this matter.
但是在新约来看呢？
But looking from the New Testament point of view,
大卫因着那样经历神自己做他的一切，也享用基督的得胜做他的夸胜。
And that David has enjoyed God to be his all and to enjoy the victory of Christ as his own.
在旧约的日子，你能领会到这一个地步，你是爬得很高的。在认识和经历上。
In the Old Testament time, if you are able to see this and your understanding and your revelation has reached a very high point.
但是如果我们用新约的眼光来看大卫这一个心思呢？
But if we look at this heart of David from the New Testament point of view,
我们觉得这一个心思好是好，但是没有到达神对我们的拣选的定义。
And we see that this heart of David is quite good, but it has not quite reached the heart of God in terms of his election.
这个话怎么说？
Well, how should we explain these words?
你就留意到，大卫最末后在诗篇二十三篇最末后的地方说了什么话。
And let's take note of what David says in the end of Psalm 23.
我且要住在耶和华殿中，直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
基本上他看到一个问题。
And basically he sees this issue.
这是他没有体会得到，在神的救赎的旨意里面，神又把我们带到一个什么的地步。
But he has not seen in God's redemption plan, where is he bringing us to?
当然，如果在旧约的时候你能体会到这一点，那些是非常不简单的。
And of course it is quite good in the Old Testament time to be able to understand to this point.
但是如果按照神的永远的定规来说呢，
But according to God's eternal will,
大卫还得要往前走。
David still has still some place to he has still to reach some place.
什么事情呢？
And what is this?
大卫就说，你看过去的一生，神是这样的引导着我。
David says in my life in the past that God has guided me.
摆在我前面的要来的是，神是这样负我的责任。
And what's ahead of me, God will still carry my responsibility.
神与我同在这件事情是很宝贵。
It is truly precious that God is present with me.
既然是那么宝贵，
Since it's so precious,
那我怎么回应神这个安排呢？
And how should I respond to this arrangement of God?
我巴不得长远住在神的殿中。
How I wish to live in the house of God forever.
叫神的心意在我身上有个完全的表达。
So that God's heart can have a full expression in me.
心意是对。
His heart is right.
但在神的计划的里头，他还差了一步。
But still, he's still lacking in God's plan.
弟兄姊妹，这个如果我们对神的心意清楚一点的话，我们都能领会的。
And if we are clear in God's will, we can understand this.
大卫当年所想的。
In those days in David's heart,
我要住在耶和华的殿中。
That I would dwell in the house of the Lord.
我日间和晚间，我都在活在神的面前。
And day and night, I will live before the presence of God.
你说不好吗？
Would you say it's wrong? It's not bad.
但是在神的救赎的旨意里头，没有完全。
But it's not perfect in terms of God's redemption plan.
弟兄姊妹必须记得一件事，虽然这个不。我们不是在这里怪大卫，我们乃是说， 他活在旧约的时候，他已经爬到高点。
And we're not here to criticize David. We're saying that in the Old Testament time, he has already climbed to a very high point.
特别是在旧约的日子里面，人的一切都是在乎你和神的关系准确不准确。
Especially in the Old Testament time, all that a man has is determined by whether his relationship with God is right.
他能可恶。有一天我能住在神的殿里，你说不行吗？
And he has the desire that one day he will dwell in the house of the Lord, which you say is wrong.
不是不行。
It's not that it's impossible.
而是行不行。
It's whether he's able to.
谁能住在圣殿里？
Who can live in the house of God?
没有人能住在圣殿里。
No one can.
因为大祭司一年只能进去至圣所一次。
Because the high priest can only enter into the Holy of Holies once a year.
连大祭司都只能一年进去一次。
So even the high priest can only enter once a year.
你其他的人根本就没资格进到圣殿。
The rest of the people did not have a qualification to enter into the temple.
但是大卫心里边有个渴慕。
But in David's heart, he had this desire.
我何能和神永远同在一处？那是多好。
That it would be so great to be dwelling with God forever.
但是不行。
But that's not possible.
在旧约的日子。
In the days of the Old Testament.
你做君王是一件事。
If you're king, that's something else.
你要进入圣殿是另外一件事。
But it's another matter for you to enter into the temple of God.
弟兄姊妹记得，是西西基的爸爸，还是谁？反正不是他爸爸，就是他祖父了，我忘了。他不是想进到耶和华面前去烧香吗？
There was a king who wanted to offer up incense before God in temple.
哎呀，我烧香给神，那是最尊贵的一件事。
It is the most honorable thing for me to offer up incense to God.
但神说
，But God said,
你不能进来。
You cannot come in.
烧香不是你的事。
To burn incense is not your duty.
烧香是祭司们的事。
It's a duty of a priest. And he said that I'm a king.
连王都不行。
But even the king cannot do it.
因为在旧约的日子。
Because in the Old Testament time.
那个界限还没有因着救赎而带来的那样广阔。
Because the boundary is still there, the redemption has not brought in the boundary.
个人有个人的地位，你站对地位就对。你站错了地位就不对。
Everyone has his position. If you're standing correctly in your position, then you're right. Otherwise, you're wrong.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
大卫有一个心意。
David has this desire.
我虽然不能进圣殿。
Even though I cannot enter into the temple.
但是我心里是很渴慕能住在圣殿里。
But I have this strong desire to dwell in the house of the Lord.
他这个心思不是在二十三天发表出来。
And this heart desire is not expressed in Psalm 23 only.
在以后的诗篇，他仍然有表达这一个。
In the Psalms that follow,
我们读到那里的时候，你有发觉。
He continued to have this expression.
他说。
And he said.
麻雀也在圣殿里筑巢。
Even the sparrow.
孵他的雀鸟。
Even though the sparrows will build a nest and nurse their young in the temple.
哎呀，那真好。但是你如果真是从字句上面看，你很难体会，因为那个他说那个麻雀是在就住在圣殿里，住在圣殿的什么地方？
Just by the letter of the word, it's hard to understand. Even though the sparrows are living in the temple, but where in the temple do they live?
住在圣殿里面的祭坛那里。
And they're living in the altar in the temple.
哦，你说这个不得了。
And you say, oh, this is a
great matter. 你住在祭坛那里的，祭坛的火把你烧掉了。
If you live in the altar, the fire of the altar will burn you up.
啊，他说烧掉就烧掉，烧掉我的就在神面前蒙了冤了。
But the sparrow might say that it's okay to be burned up, then that will be accepted by God.
但是很可惜，那个时候神不能接受麻雀来做祭物。
But at that time, God did not accept sparrows as a sacrifice.
那这个是在旧约里边的情形。
And this is the condition.
但是你能看到，他 一个真实爱慕神的人，他是怎么样看到他跟神的关系。
But you can see someone who truly loves God, what is his relationship with God?
但是一来到新约的时候呢？
But when it comes to the New Testament,
你就看到一件事了。
My sisters, you see this.
你不是有资格住在神的殿里。
It's not that you're qualified to live in the temple of God.
是你和神中间联合到一个地步。现在你成为神的居所。
It is that you are united with God to a point that you have become the dwelling place of God.
那是说到教会了。
Which is referring to the church.
再往前走。
And to go one step further.
你都看到一个什么事情。
And what do you see?
那看到到了启示录最末了的时候。
At the very end of the book of Revelation.
你就看到教会或者说这些属神的人和神中间已经联合到成为一个。
That you will see the church or those who belong to God, they are one with God.
超越过住在神的殿中，不知道多少倍。
It is way beyond living in the house of God.
我们实在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
虽然大卫在那个时候没有给带到那么高的一个了解。
And even though David was not brought to such a high understanding.
但是你看到一件事情。
But you can see one thing.
他的属灵的学习上面已经被带到一个地步，乃是今天我们在神面前所常常提到的，基督是我们的一切。
That in his spiritual learning, he is brought to this point, which is understood by us now that Christ is our all.
我们实在感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
诗篇二十三篇可以说是一个属灵上连接新约跟旧约的那个连接点。
And Psalm 23, we can say this is a connection between the Old and the New Testament in spiritual terms.
在实际的光景上，那个时候神还不做这个事。
But it is only in Revelation, because in reality, God did not do this at that time. But we thank God.
在启示里，大卫给带到那么高的一个光景。
In Revelation, that David was brought to such a high point.
他也是他这样的一个体会，就让他在以后犯好多的次的大错误的时候，他没有失去对神的仰望和依靠。
And it is because of this understanding, even in the future, when he had made all kinds of mistakes and sin, that he did not depart from God.
他认识自己。
That he knows himself.
他更认识神。
And he knows, also he knows God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然我们现在是活在新约里头，没有那一个限制。
And even though today we live in the New Testament time, we do not have that limit.
但是没有那个限制，不等于说我们知道这一份恩典。
But even without that limitation, that doesn't mean that we understand that grace.
我们仰望主。
We look to the Lord.
让我们能从那些旧约的人物上头看到他们里面与神连接的 那份心思，激励我们今天在新约里面的人要好好的活在神的最喜悦里，来等候主的日子来临。
So that from the people in the Old Testament, we can see their heart desire, how they want to be united with God and to encourage us today to follow our Lord.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是乐意向人施恩。
Because you're willing to give grace to men.
乐意到一个地步。
You're so willing to.
你要把你起初造人的那个目的，透过你手中的工作显明出来。
That you will reveal the goal of you creating men and through the work in your hands.
如今你让我们与你有交通。
And today you allow us to fellowship with you.
那日你要叫我们回到你造人的目的里。
And on that day you will let us return to the purpose of you creating men.
而且更进一步的与你联合。 成为你的自己的发表。
And even one step further, to be united with you, to be your expression.
主，我们没有话说。
Lord, we have nothing to say.
我们看到你在旧约的时候领着圣徒们是这样走属灵的路。
And we see how you led the saints to walk on the spiritual path in the Old
Testament. 让他们从无知进到有知。
So from ignorance coming into understanding.
在我们的身上，你赏赐我们的恩典比在旧约的圣徒更大更高。
And the grace that you have upon us even far more and beyond what the Old Testament.
主啊，愿意你借着圣灵的启示把我们带进这样高的一个层次。
Lord, may you use your spirit to reveal to us to bring us to this high point.
叫我们如今在地上先享用与你联合的宝贵。
And on earth, we first enjoy this preciousness of being united with you.
到那天来到的时候，我们与你完全的显在一个合一的恩典的丰富里。
And on that day, we will be completely manifested in oneness with you.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
你恩待我们。
May you have grace upon us.
你继续领我们往前走。
May you continue to lead our path ahead.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and we pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 下次回来我们看24还是说到基督进到荣耀里的那是光景。
And next time we come back, we'll continue with Psalm 24.
那么我们就看多看一两篇吧。24-25到26吧。三篇。
Next time we'll cover Psalm 24, 25 and 26.
这三篇是可以说是让我们在活在基督里能超越过一切而被带进荣耀里。
And these three psalms talks about we living in Christ and we can surpass everything and live in glory.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.